We're just past the halfway point here at the Indiana State House for this legislative session, and we're here at the Indiana Farm Bureau Legislative Breakfast. I'm with Farm Bureau President Randy Crone. And Randy, your priorities this session, one of them I know, property tax relief for farmers. Where are we on this?
We're, well, like you said, we're a little over the halfway session. It's a long ways till we get to the finish line, but there's some good things out there. But if we get them across the finish line, it's going to depend on our members doing outreach and talking to legislators and telling their story. I was at a meeting last night. Farmers stood up and told me his property taxes went up 26% last year. And I said, you need to be telling that to legislators. So we're working on it. Our staff, I mean, they're very devoted. They're doing a great job, but it's going to take all of us. There's some proposals out there that can do some good. But it can change a lot. 5 minutes here in the state house is an eternity.
We've got some work to do there, that's for sure. Water quantity, something that we never thought we'd have to talk about here in Indiana, but it's certainly come to light here in recent years. Another priority for Indiana Farm Bureau, probably not a silver bullet, but you've got a bill that's moved through the Senate. It's in the House now. Give us an update.
It's moving. I'm cautiously optimistic on that one. I think we'll get it across the finish line, but what it will do is give some protections to agriculture, because it's not right for some industry or a data center to move in and consume a lot of water and then run your well dry. And think about if you got a livestock barn there and no water for a few days, you know, you've got no livestock. So we need protections. I think it's just common sense, and we're working on it again. We need our members to engage.
Senate Bill 28, call your legislator, stop here at the State House. You're right, we need them down here.
Yeah, I would encourage them strongly to come, because if we're going to get positive outcomes, we need members, we need farmers here talking the issues.
We're here at the Indiana State House again. We need more folks down here talking through this. The Indiana Farm Bureau Legislative Breakfast, a huge success. A lot of members here, a lot of legislators here as well.